Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who wants a daughter? Anybody? Any takers?
Wait,
don't you dare.
No. Are you offering
her?
I will take her.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
I don't know. I don't know if it's working out.
You cannot get frustrated with her.
She's the sweetest little girl.
She is.
She's awesome. She's the best. But she really let me down today. And I don't know that we can recover from this. And once I tell you what happened, I think...
She chose a pair of Chucks over Jordans.
No. I was like, is this a sneaker problem?
No, it's deep. It's deeper than that. So I was making breakfast for my kids. And by bake, I mean, they wanted toast. So
perfect.
Yeah, I'm glad you admitted that because there are times where you come on the show and act like you help.
I do.
You
I
parent.
Help. I help.
You whatever.
I'll make an egg. It's like here and there.
How do you make an egg?
In the pan?
You
on
do?
On the stove? What do you mean? Yeah.
Do you truly think he can't cook anything?
I truly do. I see him as the guy who waits for that infomercial with the weird little thing where you put an egg in the microwave. You like shake it up or whatever. Ooh. And it's like, blah, 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 and then it comes, you make like a little scrambled egg or whatever in the microwave.
No, I do like, I've seen the infomercial. I'm a big infomercial guy where they you make the sandwich. You like crack the egg
in the
whole
those
thing.
Are cool.
Yeah.
I own, anyone,
have you used it?
No.
Ever?
Oh.
Are you talking about the toaster?
No, you like crack, it makes the whole sandwich. So you put bread in, you crack an egg, you put like bacon and then another piece of bread and it like sears the whole thing together into a sandwich.
The egg can't get cooked right.
It feels like
it
would be
separate at first and then it like combines.
So I had a toaster that did that. So you put the egg on the bottom, you put like sausage maybe, cheese, and then like, but then you, it was still toaster and then you, and then you took the whole thing out and he's like,
okay.
You had to stack it yourself.
Okay, yeah, that's a little too much for me.
Okay. Sorry, we don't have time for your adoption
thing. I was trying to help you.
So I'm making them toast, and they do jelly, they do whatever. But today, my son says, I just want butter. And then my daughter goes, whatever he wants. You know, she's just like, she follows, she does whatever he does.
Yeah.
So I want butter, too. I said, okay, that's fine. So I put the butter on, and then I remember, I said, oh, actually, guys.
The double butter.
No. I say, do you want... We have some cinnamon sugar.
Oh.
How about I hit a little cinnamon sugar on this for you? I don't know if they've had it before because my wife and I do a bread thing at night because she makes bread and so we do all kinds of different ones.
Cinnamon sugar toast is like my version of crack.
It's so good.
For
it's
real?
So good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I don't do drugs.
I don't know
but,
if
like,
it's our
this.
Generation, but it's a delicacy.
Yeah. A delicacy?
Yes.
It, is, it really is.
So you have to put a whole bunch of butter on it first, though.
Right.
To get it to stick.
It absorbs it.
Oh, my gosh. And it like...
Do you know
like,
how I know Erica's telling the truth? Because she gets real, like, feral when she talks about something she likes. And she just... She's like...
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about the way it like settles into the bread. Yeah. And it, like,
look
gets
at,
a little stuffed.
Look at her face.
Yeah.
Oh
so I say, how about you guys want some cinnamon sugar? And like the kids are like, yeah, yeah. And I don't know if they've ever had it before.
Can I ask you one more question? You just said it like we have some cinnamon sugar. Do you already have it like pre-mixed?
Yeah, we bought it pre-mixed from the store. We
you
found
bought
like,
it?
Yeah.
Why can't you mix?
Okay. I'm going to.
Crazy talk.
I'm going to throw a flag on that. On that way because
it's
like,
not as good because Cinnamon Toast Crunch came out with their own thing and it's not great.
No,
of course
you
not.
Mix it yourself.
You have to control the ratio of sugar to cinnamon.
And you need a lot of sugar in
a
that.
A lot more sugar than cinnamon.
This is good. It's in like a nice glass jar. It's got like a cork lid.
That's lipstick on a pig,
it came
dude.
With a little wooden spoon. It's like a fancy set.
Okay. For lazy ass people who can't make their own cinnamon and sugar. Like when he said, we have some cinnamon sugar, and I was
got it for my birthday.
Oh my God, dude.
Oh.
This is, okay.
Okay.
I want you to know that I know where this is going already because I'm like some of our favorite radios in the country. I am on Hazel's side. Continue.
What?
Loser.
No, let's hear it because I don't think I
am. Okay, so this is bougie. This is the nice. So maybe that's...
It's not bougie. Bougie's the real... Okay.
Very fancy. Okay. So I put it on the toast and my son's going to town and my daughter takes a bite and says, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I would put her up for sale. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I'm like, oh, you don't like it. It's cinnamon and sugar and homemade bread that your mother made last night. Like,
and butter.
Yeah, real butter. It's
okay. And it's melty.
You need to excuse yourself from the conversation because
Yes, sir.
You, for real, you are not impartial on this subject.
No.
But I need you to stop.
I haven't had cinnamon sugar toast in so long, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta get home and make some.
Pretend, watch this. You're really craving it, right?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give you the kind that's ratchet, where it's already pre-mixed.
Yeah, then not there's too much cinnamon.
Right.
That's okay. What I was thinking.
That's why you're
lie.
Not on his side.
Okay.
Yeah.
His is bad. The reason Hazel upturned her nose to it is you did it wrong.
You gotta try it with the...
Do it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's too much cinnamon in that mix, I guarantee you. Because otherwise... She like the cinnamon gets like bitter and
burny. It like dries out your
lips.
Yes,
and you're that's why she didn't like it.
My son was able to persevere and make it through.
Because your son's palate is wrecked because he's your son. Okay. And he goes to Quick Trip with you like every single weekend.
To be fair, that argument doesn't help because she's his daughter too.
Yeah, but he hasn't had as much time to wreck her. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When she naps is when he gets his son addicted to crack. So that's not literally what's happening.
Yeah, donuts.
Right.
Yeah, just a little crack.
That's what I'm saying. So she's not there yet. You could have Joe Camel'd her right there. You could have got her gatewayed into whatever.
So I should have cut it with sugar? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. That's what's missing. The reason kids like sugar and cinnamon is not the cinnamon.
But then why are they selling this? Why are they selling the pre-made stuff if it's not right?
For lazy people like you who don't care. Because... To make it right, like the cinnamon has to be like, oh.
You told me to excuse myself from
this. No, you can come back in as long as you're on my side.
Yeah, the cinnamon needs to just kind of be a thought. The sugar needs to be the thought.
And so yours, in order for your bougie cinnamon and sugar to look like cinnamon sugar, if I mix the proper ratio of sugar and cinnamon, you would look at it and go, that's sugar. Because you shouldn't be able to see the cinnamon. The reason you can see it.
You can see it a little bit. It should be like a tan color, not a dark brown color.
You can see it
because
you dust it on top.
What?
But if you don't, you like go sugar and then go. Oh, you don't.
I do cinnamon first.
I mixed my own.
Oh my God. Why is everyone in this room stupid?
Hey.
Cinnamon.
Or a mirror to yourself.
No. Listen to me. Like coffee. If you get the coffee with a little cinnamon, right? Do they mix it in?
Sometimes.
No, they don't. It's like it's like a fairy flew by. That's what it's.
It's a horrible fairy sound.
I don't want that fairy.
Okay, here comes the fairy with a little bit of cinnamon. Ready? I won't make my sound.
I give up.
Oh, maybe I'll do cinnamon next time.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.